I really have communicated with hundreds of people, and everybody comes to the table saying, I think I'm broken and I can't be fixed. And I say, if you remove the alcohol, you're going to feel remarkably better and quickly. What have you done for supports? Oh, well, I read the sober blogs. Okay, well, you've relapsed 4 times, so what else can you do? Well, I'm going to try harder. Yeah, that's not going to do it. It's unlikely to do it. And even if it does do it, how much time are you going to spend on that? Like, if we'd like to be efficient about our support and our getting this wolfy thing under control, if we'd like to be efficient about it, then, I mean, the best thing to do would be to whack on a whole bunch of support in the beginning, more than you need, and then slowly ease it off as you get your sober sea legs. And that just, like, flies completely contradictory. It's sort of like if I said to you, you know, you're going to train for a marathon, and you think, well, you know, what I'll do is I'll just try really hard, and I won't read any books, and I won't get any help, and I won't talk to anybody who's done it before. And then I fall over at mile 4, and I think, well, shit, that didn't work. Maybe next time I'll just try harder. Or you could read something, or you could get some support, or you could talk to somebody, or you could go to a training group, or you could work one-on-one with a coach, or, I mean, everybody who achieves really excellent things in their lives and goes through transitions does it with support. If you're divorced, somebody supports you. If your kid's in a car accident, somebody supports you. If you go through law school, somebody supports you. Maybe you've got a roommate who makes your meals. Maybe you've got a study group and you divide up the readings. If you're home alone with 3 kids, you trade off your babysitting with the neighbor. The grandparents come and help. That we think that we can do this sober thing alone is probably the biggest hurdle. It's the saddest part of me sitting in this chair.